Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1874, Ed Heilman Drywall Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.16 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 17, also known as Roxana Road, 800 feet north of Road 388, also known as Bixler Road, and 0.4 of a mile south of Road 52C, also known as Phillips Road. For the benefit of the record this application was filed on the 10th day of September of 2010. The applicants provided an exhibit booklet, which the commissioners all have copies of and has been in the record since November 12th of 2010. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the site plan and survey for this application. And I received one agency comment. Is the comments of the Department of Transportation dated September 21st of 2010 states that the Department of Transportation has no contention with Edward Hillman using the existing entrance from Route 17, gives reference to the parcel number for a proposed storage building. This is formerly Lot 1 of the lands of Joseph Martinelli, and as recorded in a certain plot book, the entrance must be a minimum of 20 feet wide and kept in good repair. If there is any damage to the shoulder of the roadway, the property owner is responsible for all repairs. I was also attached on March 2nd of 2010 is a support facilities report making reference to Roxana Road from Selbyville town limits northeast to Sussex Road 382. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service C will not change as a result of this application. Gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Key.
Good evening. I'm Frank Key with Solutions Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management.
Well, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, IPM for short.
Okay.
This is Ed Heilman, by the way. He owns the business at issue. Basically, the Heilmans acquired the property back in 2005. They got a building permit to build an enclosed pole building and did so. In 2009, and at the time they stored personal vehicles and furniture and things like that in there, and about that time their insurance company told them that they couldn't allow their employees to drive their vehicles home anymore, plus he needed to keep them in a secure location, so he began to store the vehicles in the pole barn. That also began the process of having his employees stop on site, pick up the vehicles, and go off to work each day. They start at about 7 in the morning, and they conclude business at about 5:30. They do keep still personal vehicles and other materials inside. They keep the drywall vehicles themselves, job trailers, which are kept on site. There are two small ones and one large trailer that often get taken off to job sites, and the large one in particular stays there for the period of the job when they use it. They do keep some painting supplies and a little bit of drywall material inside the building. In addition to that, they have a small room in the building that they use to store like administrative materials, and they pay their employees, you know, at the end of the week from there. Currently, the property is zoned AR1, and I believe the circumstance is that there was no conditional use for this. He began to use the facility the way he used it because he thought it was okay, and as it turns out, it's not. So a complaint was filed of some kind. Mr. Heilman was informed with a letter back in January of this year. In February, he filed the service level evaluation. In March, he got the support facilities report. In June, one of the inspectors, Mr. Malloy, told him that they have to go on with the application, and I was asked to assist. So we filed the application in September. Subsequent to all of that, of course, we got the letter that Mr. Lank mentioned saying that the entrance was okay as it is. The site is well maintained. There were some photographs of the site, in fact, in the materials that were submitted. And the entrance is well maintained. In fact, it was recently repaired. And the bottom line is that Mr. and Ms. Heilman are proposing to continue to use the facility just as they are today, just as is shown in the site plan that you've just been looking at, with no real changes to it at all. And they're hoping for a positive recommendation from you gentlemen to continue to do that.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Key, Mr. Heilman. Going to ask you a series of questions, just, you know, so I can get some information would help me and the commissioners to put forward a motion on this. If this was a favorable motion, what would your days of the week be that you would operate?
For Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Excuse me. I need you, just for the record, if you would introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Ed Heilman.
Okay, great. All right, thanks.
And the hours of 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., pretty good?
Yep.
Consistent. Would you desire to have signage? And if so, no?
We have no desire to put signs up. Okay. It was never really a thought.
Can I expand upon that?
Just please. For
clarification. Sure. You haven't had any problem with deliveries or by trucks or anything? They all seem to know where you are. Because that's usually, a lot of times they just put up a small sign. 6 square foot, just saying this is.
Yeah, we could put a sign. I mean, that's fine. That'd probably help us put a little sign out there. So that would be something that I would like to do. If we could do it, I'd like to put a little sign out there.
Thank you, Mr. Blank. What do you have now insofar as, do you have any type of security lighting on the site? Yeah.
When you pull in, we have lights that would pop on. Like if it was at nighttime, they would pop on. There's definitely, and we have a security system also.
Is that working out for you pretty well?
Well, we actually not too good because it hums all the time, so we shut it off. But the lights themselves are worked out real well.
You thinking about getting a dog?
Not over there. The neighbors have plenty.
Okay. You have a dumpster currently on site. How do you feel about having that screened from view of neighboring properties?
That's fine. Yeah.
I noticed also you have a porta potty that seems to be on the more visible side, I guess, from the structure across the street as well as the structure to the east. On this site, is there a better spot to locate the porta potty?
We could move it back towards the back. You really couldn't see it. There's trees.
I don't think I'm going to make that a condition, but you know.
Yeah, it could be moved to the back corner on the same side where it is. It would be a little less visible.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, do you have any plans to do any extra landscaping to the site?
More really, just leaving it as it was. I might have noticed.
And perhaps for Mr. Lank, about if this application were approved by county council, what would they have to do for a parking plan as they have now?
We'd have to calculate the required parking, and he'd have to provide that parking on site. Depending on the number, if it exceeds 10 or more, then they would have to pay the parking area unless the commission granted a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
They could be stoned if it's less than that's required.
We have
the parking requirements are based on the parking requirements for the employees and customers, whereby any additional parking would be an overflow
mm-hmm.
in that requirement.
And I know Mr. Key's expertise in these matters, goes well. Would you consider, if you had to pave this parking lot, would you consider checking with the Sussex Conservation District about if you'd need some type of stormwater management or something? You've got a lot of ditches that are near the property as it is now, and I know these buildings can be built in as ag buildings without any stormwater plan, but now we might be changing the use.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Thank you.
But right now, there's an existing gravel parking and loading area that's there. that we weren't proposing to change at all. And I didn't believe that there were any parking spaces required for a storage facility. But if there are, and I'm mistaken in that, there are, there's at least space for 8 cars there today in the existing circumstance.
I heard you say you would be willing to check with soil conservation if you thought that needed to come up, because isn't the area somewhat low? And I noticed on your building as it is now, you don't have any guttering and downspouts.
There's gutter on it.
There is?
Yeah. Well, the one, I don't know. There was one part. Maybe we don't have gutter on that.
Because frequently, sometimes neighbors will come back and say, you know, I never had this problem before this, and now I've got water standing in my yard. And you know the responsibilities of keeping your water there.
I believe what happens today is the site drains to the back where the ditch is, and it just sort of naturally drains.
Mm-hmm. Good. And just to get, so you have 2 smaller job trailers that are sometimes on the facility, or on the site, and you typically park them on the north and east side of the building, I guess it would be.
Yes.
And then
the full size trailer, yeah.
And that does move off site different times when you get a nice job.
Has moved lately, but yeah, we would move that if we need it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your patience with me, and that's all I have for right now.
Thank you. Mr. Ross?
No questions.
And Mr. Johnson?
Once again, Mr. Chairman, between the exhibit booklet and Mr. Smith's extensive questions, I can't think of any.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
Am I reading that this application, it was to have a traffic impact study?
It was not to. Now, in fact, there's a letter in the material there that also says that their Del Dot is okay with the entrance as is.
Because it says your application must have a traffic impact study from Delta. This can be handled through our office.
No, it's actually a support facilities report is what it comes down to. If Delta, we ask for a support facilities report response. If Delta asks for a TEIS, then we can't take an application until they do it. In this case, they said it was not recommended.
Okay. No further questions.
Mr. Lank, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, gentlemen, we'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1874, Ed Heilman Drywall Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1874? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.